Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 280 of Heroes Unlimited, and I cannot fucking believe it today. We're in the Major Super Ability section. We're in the L's. We're talking about lycanthropy. In the general meaning, I think therianthrope or like quote-unquote shifter is the general term for a werewolf who may not necessarily be a wolf. A were-something. As it turns out, this is a superpower, not just a supernatural affliction. And it's a superpower you can take, and it can turn you into a number of horrid beast person shapes. It can turn you into a bear person, a wolf person, a rat person, a big cat person. There's all kinds of rules nonsense about what it means to be a shapeshifter that I needn't go into. It's exactly what you'd expect. Claws, strength, heightened senses, etc., etc., etc. Minor point of mechanical interest, as we mentioned back in the mutant animal section, were-rats turn out to be the only beings in the game who get the excavation mutant animal power despite not being mutant animals, because actual mutant rats don't get it, but it's a minor point. Even with my recent experience in padding these fucking episodes, I cannot make an episode out of the fact that were-rats can excavate dirt. What I can make an episode out of is this little gem about the horribleness of your horrible animal form. Brace yourself for this one, if you've been following me the whole podcast, because it's outrageous. Quote, animal form is frightening and monstrous looking. Wolfman or worse. Horror factor 12 plus 1d4. And then in parentheses, PB attribute is not applicable in animal form. You gotta be fucking kidding me. You're telling me now, on page 280 of this book, that you, the author of Heroes Unlimited, have finally found something that is not on the fuckability spectrum, and it's wolfmen? Get the fuck out of here. Maybe those of you who have just recently started listening to the show, maybe still catching up, don't understand my outrage. Here's the thing. We have been up and down the road with physical beauty at this point. It is a core stat of the game. Every character has physical beauty. Now, if you had just opened this book and you were naive and young and innocent, like I was before I started this daily podcast, you might think, hey, maybe physical beauty doesn't apply to things that are not traditionally beautiful. But this book will quickly wise you the fuck up. Everyone has physical beauty, high or low. It might go down very low. For a creature that is not beautiful, it may be down all the way to a 3, maybe even lower, who knows. But they have one. They're on the fuckability spectrum. Somehow, if you're a were-jaguar, you're just off the spectrum. No way. Absolutely not. It sounds reasonable in isolation, but please consider. Let's say that you are a jaguar god. It's a humanoid jaguar, but a totally different order of being from human beings. Like you're a mega hero, you're a demigod, you are the jaguar god. Still got a physical beauty, despite the fact that you are not remotely human. An alien. Consider an alien from another planet. Totally different evolutionary history, no connection to humanity. You're a feline alien with jaguar features, fur, pointy ears, everything, jaguar, head to toe. You have a physical beauty. In fact, if you look up feline alien, there's no modification to physical beauty. The fuckability spectrum is so broad, being a jaguar, it doesn't even have an effect on where you place. Like, an 8 is an 8, regardless of whether he is a cat boy from another planet. And sure, you're thinking, okay, but they're humanoids, so it just makes sense that since they basically look like people, no, that's not what we're talking about. Go to the mutant animal section. What do you think happens if you are a full-on literal jaguar? No walking on two legs. This isn't like you're some sexy boy with little cat ears. No, you are a full-on fucking jaguar, like a National Geographic-style jaguar. Straight out the Discovery Channel, onto the dance floor, you are a jaguar trying to pick up in the club. Guess what? You've still got physical beauty. In the world of Heroes Unlimited, regardless of sexual orientation or, you know, your own open-mindedness, everyone can at least rate the relative fuckability of the other boys on the dance floor and a 100% spotted, quadruped, fur-covered jaguar, and distinguish, finally, between jaguars who are hot and jaguars who are not. And what if you got mutant powers? What if you can stand up? What if you can talk? What if you're a jaguar who is a full-on jaguar but can get up on hind legs and dance and move his little paws around and speak in a raspy voice and maybe have, like, hands at the end of jaguar paws? Totally bizarre. Certainly not my personal thing, but I'm just here to deliver the news. That fucking abomination has a physical beauty, is on the fuckability spectrum. I mean, for Christ's sake, go look at the Heroes Unlimited GM's guide and it'll talk about physical beauty for robots, including automobile robots. If you are playing a character who is a Jaguar in the sense of Jaguar Land Rover, a car, you still have a physical beauty. Which is more fuckable? A Jaguar, animal, or a Jaguar, luxury car? I don't know the answer to that question, but I know that Heroes Unlimited has the answer. They both have a physical beauty score. They are on the fuckability spectrum. But you know what isn't? A were-Jaguar. Bullshit. I'll tell you exactly where Jaguar goes. I can do this. Like, I'm into girls. Let me tell you. A Jaguar lady, a were-Jaguar lady, goes between an anime-style cat girl and a full-on quadruped Jaguar. It's intermediately fuckable. My math is available upon request, but I think everyone will acknowledge this is the intuitive response. Easy. I didn't even have to think about it. You could just hold up flashcards. I can do it in an instant. Pink from Dragon Pink and a slavering Jaguar beast with a muzzle. I'm a fuck Pink. A slavering Jaguar beast with a muzzle versus an actual Jaguar eating the carcass of an antelope or something. I'm a fuck the slavering beast. Like that. And you're telling me that the were-Jaguar is not on the fuckability spectrum. I can do this all day. And I'll tell you what, this game made me better at it because this game puts everyone on the spectrum. It ranks every single being in terms of fuckability. And I'm in the habit now. And of all the things, like, okay, the dumbest thing on this page isn't just that it arbitrarily takes one type of character off the fuckability spectrum. It's that they took lycanthropes, shifters. I want you to know that I'm looking at a web page right now on Amazon. This is the Amazon category for sexy novels about, quote, werewolves and shifters. And this category not only has its own web page, has its own top 100. There are hundreds of novels about fucking a werewolf right now in print that didn't make the top 100 novels about fucking a werewolf. And you're telling me werewolves aren't in the fuckability spectrum. Once again, Kevin Sambita proves that he is out of touch with who and what young adult women from 20 years in the future want to fuck, and I think that's reprehensible. Unconscionable. The next edition of Heroes Unlimited, and I pray that there will be one. I hope that this podcast starts a resurgence of interest in Heroes Unlimited, and fans demand a new edition, and it's released, and I write for it, and inexplicably make $1 million, and somehow, like, the MMO project develops, and everything just comes up roses for Palladium, and I'm along for the ride, and I become this sort of role-playing celebrity, and they have me on Critical Role, you know. My point is, in the next edition of Heroes Unlimited, which should be coming any day now, one of the key changes I want to see made is that shifters and lycanthropes of all kinds need to be added to the fuckability scale. They need to be viable options for player-character romance. There needs to be a note about how werewolves are in the habit of walking around without shirts on because they don't like to wreck their clothes when they transform, and this makes them attractive in a kind of smoldering way. And to capture the dangerous sexuality of lycanthropes, I expect half of this page to be filled with a picture of a sexy Jaguar lady eating a man's face. Those are my demands. If we can't get that, I'm off the project. I believe in the fuckability spectrum. And if you want to hear me talk more about physical attractiveness, but probably use the term fuckability less, although no promises, join me tomorrow as we discuss a true paradox of physical beauty on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.